This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Radio.com, friends. And, boy, oh, boy, do we have a show for you today. By the way, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. What's happening in this country right now is exactly what I said was going to happen. You're going to have a bunch of people going after Judge Roy Moore. We talked about this during the beginning of the week, and I said what's going to happen is just what Scripture says is going to happen. They that dig the pit are going to fall into it. We see the likes of Vice President Biden, or Biden, however you want to call his last name, coming to the light concerning, folks, it's not even allegations or accusations. Just simply look to the pictures. You'll see exactly what's going on. We see Al Franken just does the attacking, and now he's falling into it. And, folks, this is just the beginning as the curtain is pulled back in Washington, D.C. We also see this happening across the boards. In Hollywood, Sylvester Stallone was just brought to the light concerning his crimes from about 20 years ago concerning a 16-year-old girl, which never came to the light. And it's amazing how those people think that they're above the law as well. We see Kevin Spacey, and the list goes on. And by the way, friends, much of this is diversion. And a lot of these people that are being delivered up in politics and in Hollywood are only there to be delivered up again to appease the American people. But rest assured, you need to stay the course so we can expose those that are behind these players, these useful idiots that they're delivering up right now, because there's much more, friends, to come concerning what's going on. Now, going back to one of the points that I was just making, how they were making accusations against Judge Roy Moore, well, what Judge Roy Moore is doing is exactly what I would do. I would take it to the accuser, and I would deal with the accuser. People don't realize that it's not enough for an accuser to be exposed for fraud. In other words, they were found out to be a false witness. Matter of fact, Scripture tells us that in Deuteronomy 19:19, let me just say it in a nutshell, and then I'll read it for you. Whatever they mean to do to you according to the violation of law, and they find out to be a false accuser, you are to do to them what they meant to do to you according to the law. Okay? And what happens is most people just, it was fraud, it was fake, and they just let them go. They just slap them on the hand and say, don't ever do that again. Wait a second, do you realize what these people are being used to do? Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 19:19, King James Version, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil away from among you. Now, what I want to do is I want to take you to a story of a young man that was in high school. He stood out as a football star. He wanted to play in the NFL. And interestingly enough, he was accused by a 15-year-old girl of rape. I want you to listen to this carefully, friends. In the first half hour, this is what we're going to be talking about. This is the story of Brian Banks. Listen carefully.
Brian Banks was a star linebacker at Long Beach Polytech when his dreams were shattered by a rape conviction. His accuser later admitted she lied, and now Banks is free man. Eyewitness News reporter Miriam Hernandez is joining us live from Long Beach with his emotional day in court today. Miriam?
And you might expect a bitter man to emerge from this ordeal, but today, Brian Banks tells the world that this experience has made him stronger, more patient, and ultimately, a better man.
There comes a time when you have to let go in order to move on. The only thing I wasn't going to let go was this fight.
A 10-year fight backed by friends, family, and the California Innocence Project. A battle to show the court Brian Banks was wrongly accused and wrongly convicted. He was 16 years old, a top athlete with NFL dreams. It all dissolved after a classmate, 15-year-old Juanetta Gibson, passed a note to a friend claiming Banks raped her. It read in part, "He didn't have a condom on, and I was a virgin, now I'm not." Gibson won a $1.5 million lawsuit against the school. Banks got 5 years in prison, 5 years on parole, and a lifetime label as a sex offender. Until this moment, exoneration.
The people will concede the matter, Your Honor, and ask the court to grant the petition.
Right. Petition is granted.
The turnabout came after Banks' accuser asked to friend him on Facebook. He wanted much more, a confession, and he got it. Now, once more, he sets his sights on a football career.
I'm ready. This is the most determined individual I've ever met. If you are looking for someone who has the athletic ability but the heart, give him a chance.
On a day of high emotion, Banks and his parents say they hold no anger against the accuser.
She was 15, and there was the adults that were behind her, that was pushing her.
Soon Banks will shed his ankle monitor and a dark past.
I vowed to myself that I will take this opportunity and be the best person that I can be in this world, and to show people that no matter what you go through, there is light at the tunnel.
There was no comment today from the accuser and no word yet on whether any criminal or civil action will be filed against her. Reporting live from Long.
So now, folks, are you getting the picture here? All these accusations coming out from these women, namely as to what took place with Brian Banks and taking it to the present with Judge Roy Moore, being found to be false accusers, they wouldn't be so adamant about bringing forth false accusations, friends, false accusations in any sense of the word, had they realized that if they're found out to be false accusers, then they are going to fall to the extent of the prosecution of law concerning what they meant to accuse the other person of. And the media, for some reason or another, thinks that this is a big game. And again, friends, freedom of speech does not entail creating lies. And folks, furthermore, what's going on with Judge Moore is we are finding out, even from family members, that the accusers are absolute liars. And they're part of what you would call the Democratic Party, which is unconstitutional. And again, what's going to take place here, friends, is the accuser is going to be found out to be fraudulent, and the American people are going to give them a pass so they can do it to someone else on a later date. Matter of fact, one of the accusers that we were highlighting the other day concerning Judge Roy Moore, it was interesting to note that this one individual was found to be guilty of accusing other people of doing the same things that what Judge Moore allegedly did to her, where the judge wouldn't even hear the account of this witness anymore because she's a false witness. You know, the Bible says a false witness shall not go unpunished in Proverbs 19. And it also tells us that a liar shall have their part in a lake of fire, and they shall not go unpunished. Friends, I'm going to come back to the story of Brian Banks, taking it to the present with Judge Roy Moore, and I'm going to show you the redemptive power of people that understand what it takes to stop this kind of perjury and fraud that's taking place in this country. Sons of Liberty.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Bradley Dean on Facebook, Double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth. And if you'd like to give me a call at any time, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, I want to bring you back some time because what we're talking about right now is the Brian Banks story. He was a 16-year-old football player. He was an all-star. His aspirations were to play in the NFL. And then all of a sudden, a little 15-year-old girl come and she probably had a crush on him is probably what happened. And she probably took it a step too far, and she did. She wrote a letter to her friend, and you heard it during the first segment. And that was enough to bring charges against an innocent man named Brian Banks. He was thrown into prison for many years. His accuser came about several years later, and while he was in prison, asked to be a friend on Facebook, and he took her on as a friend. He accepted her friendship, and then he got a confession out of her that he never raped her. Okay, now keep in mind, this young girl, with the directive of the older people in this particular situation behind her, also sued the school district for $750,000. Okay? Now, I'm going to talk about that during the last segment, but I want you to roll with me because, friends, what we're seeing a whole lot of today is accusations coming out from these women where they are false charges. And the problem that we're having in this country is that for some reason or another, in most cases, people will believe that it's true. Now, the Bible says out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let it be an established word. But the only mouth that we're seeing this come out of are the operatives that are paid to actually bring forth the accusations. And there the media is right behind it to actually promulgate the information as if it's true. So, in other words, they're guilty until proven innocent. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening today with Judge Roy Moore. Now, he's being exonerated, friends, and what he's doing, he's taking it right to his accuser. And, folks, this is what you have to do. This is where I'm going to take you back. Hate crime hoax. Media fabricate fictitious accounts of racial slurs and spitting. I'm going to give you some examples here. During the massive Tea Party, probably about 6 years ago, there was a rally outside of the Congress, and over the weekend, a group of what you would call Democrats, unconstitutional, were videotaped walking into the Capitol. The protesters chanted, "Kill the bill," as they walked by. Now, the media comes about with a story, a fictitious story, that appears to be a complete fabrication, and it gained national media attention. Rep. Barney Frank, who, by the way, in 1989 admitted that his home was used as a prostitution ring for homosexuals, and his name also came up in an indictment and an FBI indictment, folks, where they were actually doing a investigation on Rep. Barney Frank for actually taking a young man and sodomizing him at the age of 11 to 13 years old in his Massachusetts homes. He would fly him in and fly him out. If you have not heard of Boys Town before, do your homework. It's called The Conspiracy of Silence. Go online. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But just to show you the character of Barney Frank said during this time where the people, the protesters were chanting "Kill the Bill," Barney Frank says that he was called a faggot, and two black reps say they heard anti-black racial slurs, and one black congressman said he was spit on. Baloney. However, the entire event was captured on multiple video cameras. This is what I have to do too, America. And none of the video supports any of the claims that were made by these corrupt officials. And I'm talking about official capacity, friends. They are not officials as of to suggest that they are above the law. They are there to represent we the people. But they operate in an official capacity as a representative. Saying that, the entire event was captured on multiple videos, cameras, and none of the video supports any of their claims. And how many times has this come to the light, America? And lives have been destroyed by the use of the media. In fact, all of the congressmen had armed security guards, and anyone spitting on a congressman would have been immediately arrested. Notice these anti-gunners again, friends. Just a little side note. They have these armed security guards around them when they go amongst the constituents that they're to represent. However, the media, the CIA-controlled media, was reporting as if it actually happened. And folks, this mirrors false media reports about racial slurs and death threats as Sarah Palin rallies during that particular time and during the presidential race. The stories were completely invented by radical reporters and even denied by Secret Service agents in the crowds at these rallies. But there's the media again, and here's the illusion to the American people that the media, well, there's freedom of speech. You are ignorant to believe that. You are ignorant to believe that. Freedom of speech to create domestic insurrection? Only to find out later on that it was not true? Hey, folks, in every war, the first casualty is always the truth. And this is what's always missing when they create and fabricate and even invent these stories, America. But yet it's happening. Yet it's happening. Do you remember another situation that occurred, and this is self-inflicted once again, and not only self-inflicted, but here we have the accuser blaming somebody for something that they themselves are guilty of. There's a famous contrived crime of Carrie Dunn at Claremont's McKinney College. Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism. What she did is she shocked the audience by telling them that she had been the victim of a hate crime that very day. How convenient. Her car had been vandalized, her windows smashed, and her tire slashed. By the way, this just happened again 2 weeks ago, and I told you it was going to be found out to be self-inflicted, and sure enough, it was. See, they create the crime to blame you. Do you remember when Barack Hussein Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder, both those criminals, were running guns to Mexican drug lords? Do you remember that there was 300 Mexicans, including a Mexican beauty queen, that were shot dead by these drug lords that your folks, president, and your attorney general armed them with? Do you remember sometime later Barack Hussein Obama went over to Mexico and blamed the American people for the crimes that Barack Hussein Obama, if that's his name today, and Attorney General Eric Holder actually were guilty of? This is totalitarianism. And by the way, again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, regardless of what sort of dictator you are. You all serve the same deluder, the enemy of your souls. You're a useful idiot in the hands of them that means to destroy your soul for eternity. Joseph Goebbels said, accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. Well, I'll tell you what, when you magnify the law against a false accuser, I'll tell you they're going to think three or four times before they accuse somebody falsely ever. But I want to go back to this. Carrie Dunn at Claremont McKinney College was going to talk about, on the campus, a forum on racism. And then that very day, she told them that her car had been vandalized, her windows smashed, her tires slashed, and profane and anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. See, the problem with their story was that two students saw her commit the crime. Dunn lost her job and also went to prison for lying to federal investigators and for insurance fraud. She claimed that $1,700 worth of her items, including a laptop computer, had been stolen by the hate crime boogeyman who just happened to be herself. These items were later found in the closet in Dunn's home. And oh, and by the way, she wasn't even Jewish. So America, for you to stand down and allow these false accusers to get away with perjury in the court of media that is helping fabricate and create domestic insurrection, you deserve what you've got coming if you fail to deal with them. And I mean it. Deuteronomy 18:18, verse 19 says, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be found out to be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil from among you. See, because when people are held accountable for the crimes that they themselves have contrived, then and only then will they fear to do it again. What a novel idea. You mean that justice guards the liberty of each and every one of us? Absolutely. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about self-inflicted crime, friends. Self-inflicted crimes. They're making false accusations. We're likening this unto Brian Banks, which I'm still going to play some audio for you. It's a story of redemption at the end of the day, who was 16 years old. He was a standout player. He wanted to play in the NFL. He was accused by a 15-year-old girl, and I guarantee you she had a crush on him, and she wanted him at any cost. And she accused him of rape to one of her friends. He serves years in prison. A friend request is sent by the accuser. He accepts it and gets a confession out of her that he never raped her. 5 years prior to that, this young girl that made the false accusation and the adults that were behind her pushing this, sued the school district for $750,000. He got the confession. He was exonerated. America, that is not enough. Roy Moore's accusers, he's taking it to them. That's what you have to do. This is what Scripture tells us to do, America. Let me give you another story of false accusation, self-inflicted hate crime. in its craziness to think that America, it's good enough to just slap their hand and let them run down the road, only to do it again like that of Roy Moore's accusers. One lady accused her friends that came to the light mysteriously and out of nowhere because he was winning the day concerning the Senate race in his state, Alabama, comes out of the woodwork and accuses him of hugging and kissing her when she was 16 years old and he was 30. Her son-in-law comes forward and tells the American people that she's done this over and over and over and over again, where judges won't even listen to her. Why is she in court again, America? Because you didn't deal with her false accusation. That's called perjury. That's lying, America. And it's against the law in this country. Let me give you another story. This one's of gay bashing incidents at Tamalpais High School was the work of a student gay leader who claimed that she was the victim of hate crimes. It was disclosed yesterday. The 17-year-old girl, a top athlete who leads the school's Gay Straight Alliance, told authorities that she was the perpetrator of the incidents, which included scrawling "die fag" on her car at school. The individual's own statements substantiated the evidence previously gathered as to the source of the vandalism and annoying phone calls. Mill Valley Police Captain James Wickham said in his press release, other incidents involved teachers who got threatening phone messages and a typed message using an anti-gay language that was sent to administrators. Whoa, she just had to spread her hate, didn't she? Evidence developed during the course of the investigation indicated that the student, the victim, was actually the person responsible for the crimes, Wickham said. It has been determined that all the incidents have been committed by a single individual, the very one that was making the accusation. And you can rest assured that the media spread the lie, and then when the truth came to the light, it was nowhere to be found. The student was not identified by police. Boy, how convenient. And what is more is the local professional victims group is upset that someone did bring this to the light, namely the information about the hoax that was made public. America, they are so pushing and tearing down at your laws that they have crossed the line into transgressions. In other words, they have taught you to shut up to the point where you won't even stand up and call them out for their crimes, even when they've been found out to be guilty. And you know what's sicker than that? Is these people thought that it was somehow permissible for this individual to do what she did without any recourse whatsoever. What have you taught these people, America? This is called crime. Paula Pilecki, executive director of San Anselmo's Spectrum, a lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocacy group, was surprised that police released a statement on the matter. In other words, how dare you tell the people that one of ours was lying? This individual said it's unfortunate that this information is being released to the public in this manner, she said. The next few weeks will no doubt be difficult for everyone involved. And I hope the community reacts with compassion. Now, let me ask you something, America. If what took place really happened, do you think that they would have wanted the community to react with compassion? That's why Scripture tells us, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness and have testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil from among you. Isn't this just craziness? Let me give you one more story. In Douglas County, Colorado, a lesbian couple called the police after they allegedly found the words "kill the gay" scrawled in red across their garage and a noose hanging from their front door. Do you think that they were a decrying victim because they wanted compassion for those that perpetuated the crime in America? No. They wanted you to deal with those that would dare write the words "kill the gay" in red across their garage, and even going so far as to heighten the crime by laying out on top of a post a hanging noose over their front door. Now, perhaps the women didn't anticipate how seriously the issue would be treated, because nearly 8 months later, with the full force of the good guys in the FBI that were involved, the authorities stated that the woman and the women themselves were responsible for the very acts of writing across their garage door with red, "kill the gay," and putting a noose that hung above their front door, that they themselves were guilty of the crime and the false accusation. Both of them were charged with criminal mischief and false reporting, and one of the women, Amy Whitchurch, faced an additional charge of forgery, and they both pled guilty to the charges. My goodness, what's going on? These women, folks, that are coming forward with false accusations against the good guys out of nowhere, namely that of Judge Roy Moore, also talking about Brian Banks in the past and in the present, again, Judge Roy Moore. You know, folks, I remember going to Williamsburg. And while I was in Williamsburg, me and my wife and my children were walking up and down the street. And we were walking up and down the streets of Williamsburg, and of course we were there because we wanted to see the way the colonial world was established during that particular time. Well, we ended up going past a courthouse. And by the way, during that time, America was literally ruled by canon law, ecclesiastical law, God's moral law, and it still is, by the way. And interestingly enough, there was the stocks were right in front of the front of the courthouse. And there was an actor that was there as if, you know, she was dressed up and she played the part of actually living in those times. And we asked her to come over and we began a conversation with her. And we said, well, what's this for? What's the headstocks for? And she had said to us that if you at any time are in court or called to go into court and you're caught lying, what they would do is they would put you in headstocks. You know, your two hands up and your head goes through the center. And during that time, she said for one day, what they would do is they would keep you there, but what they'd also do is they would slit one of your ears. Earmarks, the earmarks of liars. And oftentimes they would cut the ear off. And of course, this was a sign of humiliation, but it was also there to prevent this individual committing the crime in another colony during that particular time. This is the rule of law. And what they would do is after one day, they would be in the stocks, and then the next day, they would go and cut the other ear. And as they cut the other ear, friends, oftentimes they would cut it so badly that it would just take the ear off. Because, friends, when they were finally released, what they would do is that person would be marked for the rest of their lives. Or oftentimes what they would do is if they lied in court, they would burn a big P on their hands. They would brand them. They were never to bear witness again in another court case in all the days of the rest of their lives. And what they'd also do is they would put a nail through their ears. And before they would be thrown in jail for 6 months, this was the proceeding publicly that took place. Then they would have to be paid the court would have to be paid by this individual that committed the act of perjury. And again, all this took place after their head and hands were placed in the stocks as a means of public punishment. Now, when I come back, it's the final segment, I'm going to bring back Brian Banks, a story of redemption, and I'm also going to finish the story of perjury in Williamsburg. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
To the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, much to cover real quick. Going to play a piece by Brian Banks and a news piece on Brian's bank and a story of redemption. But an individual that did not sit down when an accusation was made. Folks, the law's on your side. I was just telling you the time that we spent in Williamsburg, for those that did not know Williamsburg, Virginia, where we were walking down the street and we had a historian and a reenactment actor, which was outside educating the people who had questions. Well, one of the questions was, what is the head and the arm restraint stocks for? And the actor said that before and after the revolution, the local magistrates would administer ecclesiastical law. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment. And then she went on to tell us that the crime was not tolerated in the least bit by the colonies because they understood the price paid to establish their freedoms. Hello, friends. It was the time of the Revolutionary War. They threw off England. John 15:13. The stocks were used for those who would lie or commit the act of perjury, lie under oath. Read Revelations 21:8. The criminal would be punished by being thrown in jail for up to 6 months. 1 John 3:4, transgression of God's moral law. That's crime. That's the definition of crime. A fine would have to be paid, and this all took place after their head and hands were placed in the stocks as a means of public punishment. There needs to be consequence for those false accusers, America. And the law states that that's so. What they would do here is they'd first bind them, take the criminal's ear, and nail it with a long nail to the stock for 1 hour. That would be for the day. And after that hour is up, they would then go to the other side and nail the other ear, for another hour. And when removing the nail, they would often slit the ear completely off, marking the offender so other colonies as well as other cities or states during that particular time would understand that the person was not to be trusted. Thus, they fulfilled the true definition of ear mark. And what was interesting, she ended with saying that it was to teach the person to repent before God so he would not end up in hell. Is that not interesting? You mean there was real love during that particular time? Yes, there was. Matthew 3:2, Leviticus 19:17. I mean, can you imagine the earmarks that we would see today in the American church, in American government, in businesses? And as well as in businesses, if laws were still enforced. I mean, for those that say that you love freedom, why don't we turn it the other direction and put it into perspective? Because love is the fulfilling of the law. How, for those that say they love their freedom, how little you would tolerate. Let me say it this way. Those that say that they love their freedoms, the way that you say that you love your freedoms is by demonstrating zero tolerance for any crime whatsoever. Read Deuteronomy 23, verse 14. America, I want you to understand that when someone comes forth with a false accusation and they're found out to be false accusers, again, our law, because it's based off of Scripture, teaches us in Deuteronomy 19:19, that you're to do to them what they meant to do to you. Can you imagine how many people are in prison today because of false accusers? And I'm taking this back to the likes of Brian Banks and Roy Moore in the past and in the present. And by the way, I could have went online and found 1,000 false accusers. As a matter of fact, the one that's going after Judge Roy Moore, has been completely exposed as a fraud, even by her family members, because she's done it several times. But the judge said, in this particular case, he thought it was his duty just to go tell her, I'm not going to hear your case because you've been found out to be a perjurer in the past. No, that's not enough. Because if you can see what I'm talking about, soft judges produce hardened criminals, you're actually encouraging them to go do it to somebody else because you didn't deal with them. America, take the time to deal with them. We're to keep the commandments of the Lord, the judgments and the statutes and the ordinances of the Lord, that we might have a long life on this earth and for our posterity. These individuals that I've highlighted, which is just the tip of the iceberg, folks, are on the attack concerning anybody that they don't like. And they mean to incarcerate them. They mean to prosecute them. Not in that order. They mean to have the outrage of the people go after those that the crimes that were bestowed upon them, when in fact, after found out, they themselves were guilty of it. But then they expect compassion. Because after all, America, they just can't help themselves. You know what? If you have the dispensation to do the wrong thing by making the choice to do the wrong thing, rest assured you have a dispensation to also make the right choice. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. And you are without excuse. But I'm getting so sick and tired of the media playing games with people's lives. They're destroying lives, America. And furthermore, folks, it's not just Hollywood, it's not just the media, but it's the politicians that don't want to be uncovered by the likes of a Judge Roy Moore. Now, what I want to do before the end of the show is I want you to hear this piece. Because when Brian Banks was exonerated of the accusation of a 15-year-old student, and the school being sued for $750,000 for false accusation, only later to be found out a false accusation, I want you to hear exactly the steps that Brian Banks has taken. And I want to say to Brian Banks, right on, brother. Praise God for what you did and where you're at today. This is our story of redemption. Listen carefully.
The Brian Banks story tonight. The school district is suing the woman who falsely accused the football star of rape, saying it wants to get back some of the money it paid to her in a settlement. I'm with this news reporter. Ellis Michelson is live now in Long Beach with the details. Ellis.
Mark, we don't know if that woman, Winnetta Gibson, has spent the money that the district paid her yet, but in any event, the district says they want to see criminal charges brought against her. Now, all of this is possible thanks to one dramatic moment. Winnetta Gibson sat down in a private investigator's office last year and made a startling confession about Brian Banks, the man she once accused of rape. Soon after, Banks sat down with us. When she said that, what went through your mind?
We got him.
What he got was the moment that finally cleared his name in court.
We will concede the matter, Your Honor, and ask the court to grant the petition.
Gibson had previously claimed that Banks raped her at Long Beach Polytechnic while they both were students. Banks, then a football standout committed to play at USC, instead spent years behind bars. Gibson sued the district and won $750,000. Now the district wants its money back. It's suing her for the $750,000 and more than $1 million in damages. A district spokesman says, quote, our school district takes seriously our obligation to be a good steward of public funds. It's important to convey that our school board will take action to recoup any losses if someone attempts to defraud our schools of much-needed resources.
All the heartache and the problems they have to go through and people looking at them in the wrong way, like they did something wrong when they didn't, so you lied. Give the money back.
There's a lot of stuff that we could do with that. Scholarships that could go to high school kids, you know, that don't have the money to go to college.
It's a happier ending for Banks, who recommitted himself to fulfilling his NFL dream. Last year, he earned a tryout with the Seattle Seahawks and just recently was signed by the Atlanta Falcons. Tonight, Brian Banks is practicing for the upcoming NFL season. He did not respond to our email about tonight's developments, but when I've talked to him about this issue in the past, he said that he does not want to think about Winnetta Gibson anymore. He does not plan on suing her. He just wants to focus on his life and on football. Reporting live from Long Beach tonight, Ellis Michaels, ABC 7, Eyewitness News.
Okay, so you guys just watching news clip.
Okay, so folks, the point is made. It is a story of redemption. But it is the power of false accusation as well. And because he didn't give up on taking it to the enemy and the false accuser, he won the day. And there were people that seen it for what it was, and they are now taking it back to the false accuser and bringing forth criminal charges. I want everybody listening, we're on 88 radio shows across this country. I want you to tell those that, of course, are not guilty of the crimes that have been accused of a crime in any sense of the word. You need to take it back to the individual. Take the enemy on their own turf and lawfully deal with them. Because when you do that, that's what's going to stop others from committing the act of perjury as well. Now, I know there's two sides to every story. Matter of fact, I'm looking at a brand new article that Tim Brown just posted. Taxpayers on the hook for $17 million for congressional sexual harassment settlements. Did you know that your tax dollars are actually covering the crimes of corrupt politicians and their sexual harassment settlements? Did you know that? By the way, yesterday I seen an email come in for all those that are sowing your money into the Catholic Church. Millions and millions and millions of them donated dollars to the Catholic Church have been used to exonerate guilty priests for the acts of pedophilia. Folks, we got to get this straight in the eyes of God for our own sake. Love you by what we do. Talk to you soon. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.